Hey you guys, what's up? It's Lanice here, and we're here with your very first episode of Doormat Days. In today's first episode, I have a very special guest. She is the producer and co-creator of Doormat Days. Her name is Whitney.
Hi you guys, I'm so excited to be here.
All right, so just to give you guys a brief rundown on what Doormat Days are. So Doormat Days, if I had to give you guys an definition of what a doormat days are, it is the days of your life where you are acting like basically a human doormat. You're allowing people to walk all over you, treat you any kind of way, like you just basically have no love or self-respect for yourself. So here on Doormat Days, we are going to help you get out of those days. I'll provide different tips, different books, different things that I did, or really I'm still doing, to stay out of the doormat days and to just be an overall healthy person that loves themselves and just enjoys life and where they are in life. But we're going to keep it super lighthearted and super funny. In every episode, we will share, me, Whitney, whoever is on the show, we will share different stories that we live that are so embarrassing that we really don't want to share them. But we'll share different funny, embarrassing stories that we did while we were living in our doormat days, because we just want you guys to understand that it is not just you. Like, when you're in love, you're going to do some crazy shit. So, you know, you're not the only person out there doing some embarrassing stuff. So we want to give you guys a place to share those incredibly funny stories and just laugh at one another. We'll laugh with one another as we make it through our doormat days. All right. So what we're going to do is we are going to play, I don't know if I need to say bleep, kill, marry, or F, kill, marry.
We can bleep you out.
Okay.
We can bleep out the F-bomb.
Okay, so we're going to play F, kill, marry. Sorry for all the people that follow me or are listening that go to my church. I'm sorry. I promise I'm very classy. So we're going to play F, kill, marry. All right, wait. So for you, I have between Will Smith.
Okay.
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, my God.
And Colin motherfucking Kaepernick.
This is so hard.
Oh, my God. Yes.
This is so hard. Oh, my God. I'm going to kill Will.
Okay.
Just because we heard he been swinging.
What?
I know. I would want to.
So this has nothing to do with Bright just not being a good movie to you.
Bright might have a part in it, but I was completely dried up after Bright.
Okay.
But so I'm thinking I'm gonna kill Will. All
right.
Now that Michael and that Colin.
Oh God.
I hate to sound shallow, but Michael about to get a check for Black Panther.
Okay.
But I heard he don't like black girls.
What?
I don't know. He dating a white girl right now. So we
That's
gonna go.
That's just because he ain't met the right one, I guess.
I think I'm going to marry Colin.
You going to marry Colin?
Colin just seem like he boring.
You think so?
He's
a Scorpio,
boring.
Though.
I'm going to marry Colin. I'm done. That's it. I'm going to marry Colin. And then I'm going to do it with Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
What about you?
Okay. So I would have to agree with you with the kill Will, just because I think he would just be way too advanced for me. Like, his level of wisdom, like, he would make me feel like a little ass girl. Like, girl, you didn't know that already? Like, damn, Will, no,
really.
I didn't know that. So I'd have to kill Will. I would definitely have to marry Colin, just because I feel like we will be fighting for our rights and our children's rights. Like, he just
seems like
he would be a good dad.
I agree.
You know, I just,
that's what I was thinking.
You know, I'd have to have him in my life. And Michael B. Jordan, like, of course, you know, I'm a firm believer that you cannot be fine and have a big penis and be straight. So one of those things is going to have to be wrong with him, and I would just have
Colin
to find out.
Colin is fine and straight.
No, you know, I'm going to be completely real with you. Yeah. Colin is not fine.
Colin fine.
Colin is not.
Colin
his personality.
Colin was real fine when he had an afro.
Okay, well, maybe it's the afro and the beard thing. Like, I'm not a fan of the grungy, like, lumberjack look.
I like it. I like that.
And so,
I like that a lot.
But his personality and who he is as a person,
I agree.
His character makes him like
I want to meet you're
yeah,
wild.
You're the
marry
shit.
You.
Like,
yeah.
Bro, you the shit. You the shit.
You deserve more than just getting
right.
We'll bleep that.
Okay, y'all. So now that we got that out of the way, today's topic, we're actually just going to talk to you guys about why you have to be comfortable with being single, with being alone.
Yeah.
You know, we have a few pointers that we'll point out that'll help you. How am I trying to say this? The pointers will help them realize if maybe they're not comfortable with being alone.
I think so many people always want to be in a relationship or think, you know, it's frowned upon when you're single and 30 or single and not married, but, you know, maybe you're supposed to be alone. So right now, at least, you know?
Right. Because one thing I'll tell you, okay. I feel like I'm supposed to be alone because for one...
Not forever.
No. Yeah. But at this moment, because... Yeah. Okay, I'm going to start with this whole crush thing. Because I have a crush on somebody, but it's like every time I have a crush on somebody, if we do eventually end up, you know, having a conversation or hitting it off, I always get sprung of him. It's like I end up idolizing him. I must have idolized him from the beginning. Because I had this huge crush and I already like you before I got to know you. So I end up just idolizing the fucking relationship.
You might be hitting on something.
No, for real. So I just feel like I have to, my next relationship, I want the guy to approach me. Like, I want him to be interested
in
me.
So you don't normally approach the guys?
No, I do.
I mean, that's what I meant to say. I apologize. You do normally approach the guys.
Okay, so my daughter's father. Yep, I did. The guy in between, I didn't, but that was the problem.
I'm really big on not approaching guys, like really big. Not saying that makes a difference whether they're going to treat you any different, but that's just something I've always gone by. But at the same time, I mean, I'm single right now, so it doesn't matter. No. I don't know if it matters who's approaching who, but I just think that's interesting, you know, because you said you want him to approach you, but I've always made sure the guy approaches me. Yeah. But I don't think that, you know, at the end of the day makes a difference, you know?
Yeah. So what is it that keeps you from approaching the guy?
I'm not going to lie. A lot of it's just the way I was raised. Like, my mom, like, the guy comes to you, he has you on the day. Just old fashioned.
Right.
Old fashioned.
Right. That's good.
I always feel like the guy should make the first move all times. Yeah. I don't know. That's just how I get down. But, I mean, we're in a age now where it's okay.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a, like guys, some guys want the girls to slide in their DMs.
No.
I'm not. No.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that. You don't believe that. You think those guys are lying, or you don't believe the girls should do that?
I don't feel like a guy wants a girl to approach him because they are naturally like the chaser.
They're supposed to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think social media has changed people in us in dating.
It goes down in the DM.
It does. It does.
But I really don't. I know that's for one reason why I need to be single right now, because I have a hard habit of idolizing the relationship or the person, and they just become my God. Like, if they tell me something, it's the law. Like, they can tell me something that I know just doesn't make sense, and it makes sense.
No, but that makes sense. Like, you thinking, like, once you get in a relationship, you idolize that person. It's almost like, are you idolizing the person, or are you idolizing the fact that you're in a relationship?
Girl, it might be a little bit of both. Oh, it might be a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really might be a little bit of both, now that I think about it.
Well, I guess we'll start off with my little funky story. Oh, well, we done. I had my FQ Mary, but
we gonna took the whole podcast, like, we already got started.
Okay, that's okay, though.
Go ahead.
That's okay.
Let's get us back on track.
What are we going to start at? Are we going to start with the story, or are we going to do my Hail Mary? What you want to do?
We'll start with Hail Mary.
Okay, so mine was Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh, my God.
21 Savage.
Bro, what are you doing to me?
And Kodak Black.
That is so fucked up.
You gave a list of all fine boys. Yeah. So I had to give you a list of...
I mean, but you gave me, like...
Slow rappers.
Okay. But on top of that, are they all over 21?
They're over 18. Okay. Which make it legal.
Oh, so. Okay. I'm a cougar. Okay, so Lil Uzi Vert, 21 Savage, or what was the other one?
Kodak Black.
Oh. Well, I couldn't date Kodak Black. I had to kill him straight out the gate just because he has made too many comments about dark-skinned women.
Really? He has?
He has made too many comments about dark-skinned women. And with me looking like I'm coming straight from Sierra Leone, I cannot deal with a motherfucker that has all these, you know, thoughts about dark-skinned people. So he popped. get shot. Okay. Lil Uzi Vert. I don't know. This is hard because I don't want to have sex with either one of them. So, okay, Lil Uzi Vert. I guess I would have to marry him.
Really?
Because, I mean, I know they're saying he's gay, so maybe. That was not, I don't know if that was nice to say on a podcast, but I guess I would just marry him because maybe he'll do something wrong and we can get a divorce.
Oh, God.
The other person, Lil Uzi Vert and 21 Savage. Yeah, 21 Savage, he's talking all this big shit about how he's a savage in the bed. Of course he's going to. Yeah, he got.
You'll do
him. Yeah, I'd have to do him. Yeah.
I would kill Kodak. Kodak got to go.
Oh, yeah.
I would give it to Lil Uzi Vert.
What?
I don't give, cause I don't. You don't gotta deal with him no more. Okay, give it to him.
He'll
and
be
let him
in
go.
That in that singing.
Yeah, no. No, it wasn't bad. And then I would give it. I would marry 21. Mm. 21, I think he might be funny.
Okay.
On the low.
He probably is. Though.
I think he might
if
be funny.
If him and Amber Rose get along, he got
exactly.
Some type of personality.
They're a weird couple, but
yeah, she's low key like she low key likes weird niggas though.
Yeah.
You know, weeds and whatnot. She low key likes them. All right, share your story. Story time. Story time.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, when I was a doormat,
no.
I had to be about 19, 20. I was young. Mm. And so, I was dating this guy. We had to be together for about a year and a half. And this is, like, the longest relationship. This is, like, my first relationship, first or second relationship.
So, though, you already got, like, those relationship hormones in you, like, oh, my God.
This is, you know, I consider this one of the first loves. Mm. Then hadn't been in a relationship this long before. I think my first relationship was like 6 months.
This already sounds hard.
Right. So it was like one of my first loves, you know. Anyway, so that's why I was a doormat for him.
Okay.
So I caught myself dating a dope boy, and I gave him some money to flip.
Oh, shit.
And so he's like, you know, I'm going to go to this college area and I'm going to flip this money. It was like two hours away from where we lived. He said, I'm going to flip this money. You know, I'm going to make us some money. So he goes up there. He flips the money. Well, I'm thinking he's flipping the money. But I get a phone call while he's on vacation doing work, quote unquote, quotations. And during this phone call, he is having intercourse with another girl. And I can hear it all. I'm listening to it. And so I'm like, hello, hello. And they don't hear me. So, you know, I'm listening to this for a good little minute. Mm. Finally, you know, he's like, hello. He sees
thank
that.
Thank God they ain't have FaceTime, baby.
Girl, it would have been, no, it would have been a problem.
Oh, my God.
So, he hangs up the phone. So, he's supposed to be in this college town. I am furious, and I'm like, you know what? We are driving there. We are going there. Mm. And so, my best friend jumps in the car with me at this time.
Hold
like,
on. First of all, I got to know how far this college town
it was
is
like
where
two
you are.
Hours away but I had never gone there. It was in the mountains. I had never drove in the mountains. I don't really like to drive. Google Maps wasn't on your phone
no
at
GPS,
this time, so we were using
MapQuest.
MapQuest gave us the wrong direction, so a 2 hour drive easily turned into a 3 hour drive.
I feel sorry for the 18-year-olds watching right now that don't know what MapQuest is. Like, yes, there was a time where GPS was not on your cell
was
phone.
Not a thing, and
Blackberry
you had to print out
the
instructions. You had to print out the instructions and hope you didn't end up in a neighborhood, and that's exactly what happened.
Right.
So we get to this town, and I'm like, where are you at? You know, you need to give me my money and blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to find him. Girl,
he gave somebody money for gas.
What'd you say?
He gave somebody that money for gas. To get his ass up there.
Was he even there is the question. And let me tell you, was he even in the college town? Was
no
he
way.
Even where we drove to Boone? Was he even in Boone? Is right. really the question. So once we get there, he's like, you know, I can't come where you are right now. I'm gonna have my homeboy come pick you up. So he has a mutual friend of ours come picks me and my best friend up, and you know, he takes us back to his house and I knew everyone there, so that did make it a little bit better that I wasn't sitting up in this town, like, you
know.
When nobody didn't know. Because at first we were sitting at Quiznos, like, waiting on him to come.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we go to this house. Hours go by. He never comes. He's ignoring my phone calls. I eventually decide to just give up. Mm-hmm. I go back home. I ended up not getting my money back.
Of course not.
Did not get my money back. did not get a valid explanation as to why, what I heard, even though I know what I heard. Mm. And
so you didn't get any closure, basically.
No closure.
That makes it even worse. I mean, no, I don't know what makes it worse.
We low-key stayed together a little bit after that. Oh my God, it was, Minnie. Yeah, girl.
Lord have mercy.
Girl. And then I was like, you know what? You stupid.
This is the no judgment zone.
This is a no judgment zone, but, you know, that was a good reason to be single after that. Right. After that.
I definitely have to agree. No. I definitely do. Lord. You're so, my embarrassing story, I'll keep it light this time because I got way too many. So, I was dating this one guy, and I have this weird habit of, okay, so before internet stalking, before you could go and get that adrenaline rush from going and looking at your ex's Instagram page to see if he posted anything.
Is that an adrenaline rush?
Girl.
To see if he has a new boo.
Right. So before that, it was, you know, real life stalking. And there was this one guy, he ended up dumping me and getting with an older lady. I was in college at the time, still staying in the dorms, whatever. He ended up leaving me for an older lady. Nice lady. And she had a house or her own place, and I used to every night, I'm not going to say every night, but at least like 3 times a week, drive by her house to see if he was there. I mean, he was nice enough to dump me and tell me he didn't want to be with me, but I still wanted to know why or where he was staying. And I used to drive by and see if I would see his car. And one time I actually got caught by him, and it's just like, she lives in the cul-de-sac. How the fuck do you play this off? Bitch, there's nothing you can do. Like, your ass is just
caught. You are out here.
So,
why were you driving by?
I don't know. Like, another thing about when I was in my doormat days is just like, and I've read that it's normal to want to know what your ex is doing. And
I mean, it's probably normal, you know, to want to know what anyone who's in your life is doing.
Yeah. And for some reason, I just wanted to know, like, I don't know what I was thinking or if it would make me feel any better to know he was with her if he wasn't, but I just wanted to know if he was staying at her house, and he was definitely doing it, but why I kept doing it, I think that has something to do with some type of obsession or something, I don't know, but it was just doormat days, man. Girl, shit, I don't know. We're not doing that no more, though, right?
Because our show ain't giving nobody else no money.
Mm-mm. And I can't waste no gas trying to figure out what you're doing.
Exactly. Hello, definitely not driving the boom to find you and somebody.
Right.
Not doing that anymore. We just gonna have to let it go and be okay with being single.
Right. It's not worth it. It's definitely not worth it. It's like, one of my points here that I have is you will feel like being with someone will make you happy. However, your happiness cannot depend on anyone else. So, and I feel like that's kind of like what we were saying before, when I got off track earlier, that it's just like you just feel like you're not happy without a relationship. Like you need that.
Companionship,
but you also need the validation that comes with knowing somebody else that you like likes you also. But for some reason, if you're not able to validate yourself, that shit,
Some of it's validation for your peers too. Like, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
I'm not alone out here. Yeah. You know?
I think that changes a little bit, thank God, with age, though, because you realize that just because somebody is not alone doesn't mean they don't need to be.
I think it gets worse with age because we're getting the age range we're in. Like, everybody's getting married, everyone's having kids, especially with women. I don't know how many, of my friends or people my age that I talk to that when they see other people getting married or having weddings, they're like, I want this too.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see that, this podcast right here comes to mind, like, because some people want that marriage, that Pinterest wedding.
Yeah.
So bad. You know what I mean? you feel like that is what's going to make you happy, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I feel like as the world, or at least as America, we always put our happiness in the future anyway. So it's like, I'll be happy when I find that, you know, great man, or I'll be happy when I get that white picket fence. You know, we're always putting our happiness in the future.
Yeah.
So that's a whole nother subject, but
that's true.
I do understand what you're saying. I think I am, I don't know, like, I'm at a place now where it's just like, shit, when it's time for me to get married, I'll get married, because I've tried to force it so much with people that it's just like, I'm not trying to force anything else anymore.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. That is a painful experience when it's time to let go, but you're trying to force some shit. Or whenever you like somebody and you got a question, if they like you, like, nah, I'm good.
Another point that you were saying, like, you will accept anything, like, when you're forcing things.
Yeah.
And not only that, when you just want to be in a relationship, you'll accept anything.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
well, I just want to be married, so I'm going to put up with this. But you may have set out in your, I'm not going to say guidelines for a relationship, but in what you want, you know what I mean? You might have said, I'm not going to put up with that. And then when you settle that, I think that causes another stream of issues, you know, settling.
Yeah. Because then it's like, this person, if they know that you're willing to settle for whatever behaviors they're giving you, that's what you're going to get.
Exactly.
You're going to keep getting it. So then they're putting you in a position where it's like, okay, so do you not care if I leave?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely don't want to get that whole anything is better than nothing vibe. Because, first of all, like, speaking from a woman's standpoint, I feel like guys can sniff desperation out. Like,
I think women can too, though.
Yeah, but not as, I think as far as, that's like another thing with not wanting to approach guys, because I feel like they sniff that and smell that as desperation. I do. And so I feel like it's a little bit harder for women to sniff out desperation. I mean, when a guy is like throwing money at you, like trying to throw the things that
constantly
he has at you,
yeah, then you're, you know, not answering, something like that.
But as far as like just somebody approaching you, you can't really sniff it out like guys can from the at the very. I feel like guys have a sixth sense for like
a desperate woman.
Yeah, seriously,
they probably do. But nobody really wants anybody that's like, you know, acting like they're desperate.
Yeah. I wish I would have knew that in my doormat day.
Eager to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, eager to jump in a relationship without...
Because if you're willing to just be with me that easily, it's like, will you... I need somebody that's going to set me straight. Like, if I'm doing some fucked up shit, like, I need you to tell me, like, Lanice, this is not right. You know, I need you to stand up to me. But if you're too desperate and you want to be with me that bad, you're not going to put me in my place, and I need you to put me in my place.
And then that leads the person to being walked over.
Right.
Walked all over.
Doormat.
A doormat. Exactly.
It's a cycle.
It is a cycle.
So another point I have here is God will continually place people in your life to teach you the same lesson until you've learned it. And what I mean by that, like when I wrote that point down, was I have been in the same types of relationships, like just as an adult. I consider my adult years when I moved out of my parents' house in college. So as an adult, I've had 3, maybe 4 real like relationships. And I mean, no, I can't even say that, but maybe 3. 2 of them were like, to me, serious. And it's like, in both of those relationships, they, even though it was 2 different men, they're from 2 different sides of the street. One is very educated, one is not educated. Like, they're opposite, polar opposites in fucking horoscope signs. Like, one's a Leo and one's an Aquarius. So it's like, they still treated me the exact same way. Like, the relationship was just as toxic. It lasted just about the same amount of time, and I put up with the same, it was like the same person, same actions in a whole nother body. And it was like, okay, it's something I got to learn here. Like, I have to learn to love myself and not be a doormat, because no matter who you're talking to, no matter where they're from, no matter what they have, they're going to treat you however you let them treat you.
Sometimes, though, the lesson might not be, it might be something you're doing, you know, like you might need to sit back and say, like, okay, what am I doing that this keeps happening? But I've learned this, like, that applies to any type of relationship, like business relationships, you know, friendships, like God will continue to put people in your life that is going to teach you, like you say, the lesson that you need to learn.
So what's been the hardest relationship lesson that you've had to learn?
Oh my God, girl. I used to be real, not argumentative, but like, well, see, I don't know. Because, like, even when you say something to a guy, it's like they automatically call you crazy. And so, like, I had a guy that was cheating. And if I would accuse him, he would automatically call, you know, girl, you crazy. Yeah. But he really was cheating.
You know? I mean, it's hard to fight a deceiver. Like,
but how I always reacted to things wasn't the best reaction. So even if I did have a reason to be upset, I would say the biggest lesson that I have learned is how I react.
So, like, controlling your emotions?
Yes.
Okay. I think mine would be to just be honest. Like, when I was dating these people, like, if I felt lower or below these guys, I would not be honest with them. I wouldn't be honest with myself because I would be trying to be something or someone that I'm not.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think the hardest lesson that I've learned from these bad relationships is to just be honest, even if it's just being yourself, speaking your mind, giving your real opinion, you know, not just going along because you're afraid they might get upset with you.
Yeah. Because if you're not honest, then you are a doormat. Like,
right.
It's the whole purpose.
Right. So. Right. But, yeah, another point that I have here is that we've already said this over and over in so many ways. People only treat you how you treat yourself, basically. But I think that can also tie into not just how people emotionally care for you or take care of your emotions and your well-being, but, like, even on, like, a physical level, like, if you don't physically take care of yourself, then, and I mean.
Another important reason why I think you must be okay with being alone is, are you currently your best you? Are you currently working to make sure that what you have in your life and what you're bringing to a relationship or what you're bringing to the table isn't going to be, isn't going to negatively impact the relationship that you're about to be in, you know? How's your credit? Or, you know what I mean? Things like that. Like, are you at a point where you can benefit someone else? Are you even at a point where you can benefit someone else, you know?
Right. So, like, I'm sitting here writing this down, so if you guys hear anything, I apologize. But you just kind of sparked something, like, some questions in me. Now, I want to know, just based off what you said about being the best you, do you feel like, okay, so two questions here. Do you feel like you have to, because, you know, you see the memes on Instagram where it's like black men or men in general feel like they have to be at a certain place before they can start to, you know, get into a relationship or get into a marriage, like they have to be financially at a certain place. Do you feel like that is being the best you, like holding off on a relationship until you do get that master's degree or until you do get that six-figure salary? You know, is that being the best you, or?
I'm gonna say yes and no. I think it depends. I think it's situational. I know for me personally, I have some career goals that I want and I cannot focus while I'm in a relationship.
Okay.
Because I will go back to the points that we said earlier. Not necessarily idolize them, but I'm just so in love. I'm so happy to be in a relationship that I may not be focusing on Snooty Judy.
Right.
I may be blogging once a week because I'm laid up with my boo six times a week. Right. Or 6 days. Those other six days. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Don't let you get a nigga that can cook, too.
Hello,
go. You going home to a meal.
Sleep. Girl, you know what I'm saying? And we done. You know? Exactly. Yeah. Like, but do I feel like someone has to have a certain, like, amount of money in order to get married? That's situational.
Okay.
I feel like if that's something you want, that's on you. That has nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. Money for me is not, you know what I mean? That's not a big
factor. So define what is being the best you to you. If you were at a place where you were ready to be in a relationship, what would your best you be?
What would my best me be? I'm gonna keep it a band.
Okay.
Better credit.
Okay.
Better credit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I just, like, with my career is a big thing to me. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to be like Snooty Judy is 100% there. Mm-hmm. But
to the place where you've been consistent enough to know that you'll remain focused, exactly, whether or not you're in a relationship.
Exactly.
Okay. So yeah, and once it gets to that certain level where you're not comfortable, but you're like, oh wow, I'm seeing the fruits of the spirit and shit.
Yeah.
Lord forgive me. But, you know, you're seeing the fruits of your labor. You're like, okay, I know that if I brought a man in on this ship, he would help steer it correctly, yeah, and not take me against the wind.
Exactly.
My ship just started to sink or crash, exactly, into a rock or something.
Because you don't know where you're getting, what you're going to get into, and it might make it worse.
Right.
It might dig you in a deeper hole than, right, you're already in.
Right. Because, like, emotionally, especially if you say you still learn how to, like, control your emotions.
Nah, I done got that down.
Okay.
Now that I got. That was a lesson I had to learn early on. Because I used to be, I was a firecracker.
Oh, God.
Something, I was crazy. So I had to get that together before I ended up locked up.
They won't let me out.
But and then even your best, you, like, I know it's a lot of guys with mother issues. Mm. And shoot, there's some girls with daddy issues. Mm. Like, do you need to go to counseling?
Yeah.
You don't have to be 100% perfect. But yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
what steps are we taking,
right,
to even be a good mate, to, right, be a good teammate, to be, right, a good life partner?
What do you bring to the table?
What you are you bringing? Are you bringing a good meal to the table, or are you bringing
a TV dinner?
A TV dinner.
Right.
And that's,
I'm not
probably
going to
make my stomach hurt.
Right.
And I'm going to have to use the bathroom in a little bit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, right, are you bringing
give
something that
headache
is really making me full?
Are you giving me a headache?
Exactly.
I don't need any more headaches, okay? I don't like taking pain medicine, okay?
That's true, because if, like, think about it, these little things aren't together, how will that affect the relationship?
Being in a relationship only, like, puts a magnifying glass on every issue in your
this
life.
This is 100%
from
true.
From how you keep your car in your house.
Honey.
To
preach
how you feel about yourself.
So, is your car your best car?
No.
Before you had this nigga get in it?
No, right, no. But can I get a nigga that's gonna take it to the car wash?
Man, my car still got that dirt from the slope,
okay,
on it.
I need somebody
that's
gonna
take it. It'd be so nice if I could stay focused and get a nigga to take it to the car wash.
We gotta quit using the N-word. I'm sorry, you guys.
You're right.
We really...
I apologize.
We love our black men.
We're gonna bleep that.
We're gonna bleep it. If it's too many times, I'm sorry. That's just the Ebonics or slang or whatever that we use. But we love our beautiful black men in all shades, colors, sizes, creeds, religions, not sexualities, but, you know. yeah, so anyway, but okay, so being the best you, just gotta basically be the best you. I'm a big firm believer in what you are. Okay, I'm not gonna say this. First of all, like I told my homeboy, because the other day he was telling me how he's first of all, he will admit that he's a little too, what is the word I'm looking for? When somebody just kind of really just wants your outer appearance to just be, he's superficial.
Oh, yeah.
He's superficial.
Yeah.
So he's like, the girl he describes to me was basically an Instagram model that mm-hmm. he, the type of girl he wants. And I'm like, well, first of all, you need to be the type of person that you want to attract, because how can you want this fine ass woman that dresses like this and takes hours to put on a face full of makeup and gets her weave done and blah, 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 because she looks like the Instagram model. And your ass don't even want to get your hair cut every 2 weeks. You want to walk around here looking, and that's just on a very minuscule, probably sound very ghetto, whatever level. But I mean, on a bigger, grander scale of things, like.
Really, really.
You can't expect to be out here mingling and mixing with doctors yet.
Demanding certain things.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're not even able to give it yourself. Like,
yeah.
You have to. So I'm just a firm believer that you attract, your vibe attracts your tribe. And if your vibe ain't right, then you can't expect to attract somebody that's going to bring the vibe that you're wanting and praying and begging for. So
that's true.
Yeah, I definitely agree with having to be the best you, because
mm-hmm.
every guy that I have met, like emotionally and mentally, no matter how much money he made or didn't make, he still emotionally and mentally was on the exact same level that I was at, like
yeah.
spiritually.
Yeah.
If I was lost, he was lost. Like, Yeah, so I'm ready to become the best me. That's what we're working on. That's what happens when you finally decide to step out of your doormat days. Because I want to see what it feels like to attract a good man. Not saying that that's the only reason I'm doing it. And not saying that, you know, that good man ain't going to do some fucked up shit like the other ones. But... you know, I just want to see what it's like to be around a group of people, really, man or woman, that are just a better vibe.
Yeah.
You know, on a whole nother level, on a whole new wave or whatever.
Like you said, your vibe attracts your tribe. Yeah. So if you are working to be a positive person or working to get that your money in order, you're going to attract other people whose money in order. You're going to attract other people who are positive people and business-minded people. I noticed ever since I started doing Snooty Judy, I've been attracting other creatives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you have that positive vibe, or if you're bringing good things to the table, then you're going to start your options will level up. Yeah. When you level up, yeah. That's something my friend says all the time. She was like, when you level up, your options will level up.
Girl.
And that's on so many levels. Yeah. If your paycheck's leveling up, then the guys that's coming to you, their paycheck's going to start leveling up too. You know what I mean? True. Girl, yeah. Why wouldn't it though? Think about it.
No, I definitely agree.
You're going to start mingling with them.
Right. You're going to put yourself in that position too. Yes. You're going to put yourself in the position to be around those people. And that's not just only on a romantic level, that's like you said, on a friendship
level,
business
level,
all the way around, like life in general. Like
when you level up, everything else will level up.
The people around you do too. Yeah. All right, and so that kind of really is it's not my last point, but it kind of ties into my last point, because my last point was that you have to be love if you want to attract love. Just like if you want to be the best you, if you want to attract somebody that's the best them, you know, you have to be your best you in order to attract that. But it's the same thing with love. Like, what I realize is that, and I hate to admit this, but I am a single parent. And, like, it's tough, you know, trying to run a household on your own. And I would constantly get frustrated with my daughter and expect perfection out of her and, you know, just not even just let her be herself or be a kid, because I'm not at that place where I understand, like, okay, like, just relax. But not only the way I was acting like that towards her was the way that these guys were acting towards me. So once I learned, like, you know, just let her be a kid, like, let your hair down, be free, just love her for who she is and just give love freely. Like, I realized that the people around me started changing and people started accepting me for who I was and started being more loving towards me. And I just really feel like that's just, you know, a small example, but I just feel like in order to receive love, you have to be loving. It doesn't just mean you have to give your romantic partner the love that they want in order for them to give it back to you. But I mean, just, do you love your mom? How do you treat your mom? You keep up with the Kardashians, but do you call your grandma? You know what I mean? So it's like, you have to treat those around you well, because what, karma's a bitch.
Yeah. Karma's and a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real thing.
So.
No, I agree.
Is there anything, any points that you sitting here writing stuff down and whatnot?
No.
You good?
I wasn't. I'm just... I hope girls just ain't out here losing.
No.
They feel like they have to be with somebody. No. I don't know how many times I speak to a homegirl or a friend and they feel like they have to be in a relationship.
Okay, well, let me ask you this real quick, So when you have women like Beyonce and women like Cardi B who are openly... excuse me, I'm kind of gassy over here, Lord. Have openly been cheated on, like... what type of message do you feel like that is sending to the girls that were, you know, because when you're a doormat, you'll find anything as an excuse to keep putting up with bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, Beyonce was cheated on and Cardi B was cheated on and she said that, you know, why should she move on just to get cheated on by the next nigga? Like, you know, you'll use it as an excuse. So like, how do you feel about that?
I've been cheated on and stayed, and it was not a positive experience after I stayed.
Right.
I'm not Beyonce, I'm not Cardi B, I cannot speak for their experience. Yeah. You know, I feel like that also is something that's situational. Would I stay with someone if they cheated again? No.
Mm-hmm. So it's like it's a one and I'll forgive you, two, one time, you know, it's on
I think
you,
it's I really feel like everything is situational. Okay. I really do. I feel like you would have to, I mean, somebody might have cheated and made a mistake. Somebody might have cheated and it's habitual and they're going to do it again.
And I you know what I mean? Like, some guys just aren't, I mean, we all know that cheating is wrong, but was Jay-Z really aware of what he had in Beyonce when he was doing it? Like,
I don't, what I want to get into, I don't know if this is Doormat Days, because it's almost like Jay-Z and Beyonce are a business.
Yeah.
Which is all another reason why I can't
really use them as an example.
Not as,
they're never going to leave each other.
They're
never,
they're a check. They're both a check. But the situation was a check.
I'm telling you, Beyonce would make way.
Situation was a check.
She'll make more money if she got a divorce, because that would make her even more relatable to every woman walking this earth.
That's 100% true.
I'm a bad bitch and I left my nigga who.
But that's why, that's what Lemonade was.
Yeah, you're right.
That's low key what Lemonade was. Lemonade was for the hurt women.
Yeah, it was.
But, they made money off of that cheating situation. They they're a business. It's almost like, can you?
Yeah.
And then with Cardi B and Offset,
she's just a different type of person.
I love Cardi, but that situation also makes me very, is leery the right word? Is weary? I don't know. It just makes me sad. It makes me tired.
Mm-hmm.
But
they, to me, that Cardi B, and I don't know how to say this, and I'm really not trying to be negative, but they just remind me of the typical hood situation. Like, he cheated on you, he had a baby, blah blah blah, you stay, like, because they haven't been in a relationship that long. Not to say that time matters how attached you get to some people, because sometimes you just get attached to people quickly, but it's like, you know, like, it just seems like a typical story you hear everybody else.
So what kind of message do you think they're putting out? And would you stay? Like, what advice would you give?
To me, they're two situations. Like you said, it's situational. But I do feel, and I feel like their situations differ. I feel like with Beyonce, I feel like, first of all, we all know, I feel like you said, it's more of a business with Beyonce and Jay-Z. Yeah. Not to say that their love isn't real. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm
not there.
I would love to meet these people. Yeah. I would love to find that out. And Beyonce, if we meet, I promise I won't spread your business, okay? But, you know, like, I do feel, not knowing them, just seeing them and the figures that they make, that it is more of a business with them. So, who's to say or who's to know why she stayed? She might not have stayed because she really loved him.
Yeah.
But the way Cardi B is throwing it out there and the things that she's saying, you know, openly about being cheated on make me feel like she just stayed because she feels like it's okay or that she might not deserve better. Now, that is, to me, a different situation than Beyonce, because I feel like Beyonce knows that there is not one motherfucker walking this earth that doesn't know her name.
Hello.
And there is not one motherfucker walking.
Oh, excuse
me. Right. And there's, I mean, you know, she probably just having fun. Like, I don't even care about Jay-Z. I'm living my best life by myself.
I want to bring up, though, that you, when you put that out about Cardi B, there was something that Cardi B was saying, like, I'm not leaving him. I appreciate Offset.
Mm-hmm.
He helped me with my career.
Yeah,
he helped me do this, that, and the third. So she probably feels like she owes him. So how many girls
that's
out here, these
boys,
I mean,
because
and that's
many,
what Doormat Days is, because think about it, when we were in our Doormat Days,
we feel
let's
like we
keep it a
band,
that was probably
lives.
A self-esteem thing. We probably felt like, you know, he's the best one, he's my first love,
right.
He's the first one I've been with, we've been together for 2 years, and so it does, this, since Cardi B feels like she owes him,
it's
going
to be
harder
for her to leave, no matter what, how much time they put into it.
Does Cardi B maybe need to be alone because she idolizing him?
Right.
Because she sees that he's successful?
Or that she just feels like, you know, another reason I idolized these guys was because I saw the good in them.
Yeah.
I saw, like, the last guy I dated, it was a nasty relationship, but he was a beautiful person, and he taught me, like, where the areas I needed to tighten up on.
Yeah.
From me not being a beautiful person with him. But he also taught me a lot about business. He also taught me a lot about your passion. He also, you know, taught me a lot of things that no one else has taught me. So I felt like he was the best I could have.
Yeah.
Not even realizing that maybe he was just preparing me for the best that I can have. Because if the best I could have, you know, came along and I didn't know the things that I know now, I would put him through hell and high water. You know what I mean? So I'm not quite sure what it is with Cardi. I do feel like it might be a self-esteem thing, you know, because just because she's rich and famous.
That sucks.
Right. Does not mean she didn't miss something as a child like everybody else. So, I don't know. But as far as what she's putting out there, I just feel like it's nothing else that no one else is putting out there. Okay, yeah, my nigga cheated in what? So is yours. You know, like, instead of just, okay, I'm fine with being by myself. But I just really feel like the glow up is a term that I'm so glad people created, because I feel like at this point in time, if you're in your glow up stage, like, you get like 10 times more of a following base when you're a celebrity. So, you know, she might do better without him, but she might really feel like, gosh, you know, because I've heard her talk about how good he is in business.
How he's helped her career, how he's helped her get a manager. Yeah. So I think she probably feels like she owes him, but.
Yeah, I hope it's not that. Cardi, I love you, girl.
Don't be a doormat, Cardi.
We want the best for you. She's going to get
mad at this girl. She probably would cut herself out.
She probably is, but.
If she hear this, right.
But yeah, so Lord have mercy with.
Did we go over?
We've been talking for a long ass time.
Cause it's a real issue. It's a lot of girls dealing with this out here in these streets.
These doormat days.
We're not alone.
No, golly, y'all. I really hope y'all took something from this, cause this is irrit.
Doormat days.
And we're out, man.
Bye, y'all.
See ya. Party in the rock, them solo my party, son all on my body, but I bitch on money. But bitch on money. 21. Them is I love my body. Said that bitch on money. That's people on body. Your bitch wanna party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying the lane. Blood the brain. I go insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi took your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi took your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Who got this motherfucker started? Cardi. Who took your bitch at the party? Cardi. I took your bitch in the party. Cardi. Who that be flags a Martian? Cardi. Who that don't blink in the cut? Cardi. Who got them freaks in the truck? Cardi. Them diamonds go hit like a bitch on a bitchy ass bitch. Bitch, you a wannabe Cardi. Red bottom MJ moonwalk on a bitch. Moonwalking through your clique. I'm moonwalking in the six. 50 with the kit. Moonwalks in this bitch. I'm from the motherfucking Bronx. Bronx. I keep the pump in the trunk. Trunk. Bitch, if you bad, then jump. Jump. Might leave your bitch in the slum. Your bitch wanna party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying the lane. Blood the brain. I go insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi took your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi took your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset.
Your bitch wanna party with a savage. 21. Saint Laurent savage in the Aston. Yeah. High end cars and fashion. 21. I don't eat pussy, I'm fast.
Oh God.
I'm a blood, my brother crippin'. Bitch, I'm drippin'. Ho, you trippin'. Told the waitress I ain't tippin'. I like hot sauce on my chicken.
Oh God.
I put a rubber off and I put hot sauce on her titties.
21.
I'm in a Bentley truck, she keep on sucking like it's tennis.
21.
All these VVS's, nigga, my sperm worth millions.
Oh God.
The bitch so bad, I popped a Miley before I hit 21.
Your bitch wanna party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying the lane. Blood the brain. I go insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi took your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi took your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Step in this bitch, it's your bitch. Fuck up a check in Javinci. Us in the coupe and them inches. I fuck up a bag at the Fendi. I fuck up a bag in a minute. Who you know drip like this? Who you know build like this? I'm popping shit like a dude. Pull up and pop at your crew. Popping at you. Woo. They say you basic. I flirt at the rollie with diamonds. I flirt at the paddock and brace it. I got your bitch and she naked. Ice on the cake when I bake it. I'm switching lanes in the range. Stop at the dick for the brand. got rich, they upset. Yeah, Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi and Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi took your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah, Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi and Cardi be brain on offset.